There are so many lessons to be drawn from these readings. Let's just go through a few of them. First thing is, in the original text of that gospel story, it wasn't translated weeds, but rather darnel. And darnel was a particular kind of weed that looked just like the wheat. And that was part of the problem. And its roots would get intertwined with the roots of the wheat, so that if you pulled up the darnel, you pulled up the wheat at the same time. You couldn't eradicate the evil without eradicating the good, too. And isn't that a wonderful image? Because we live in a world that's imperfect, and we ourselves are imperfect, and so the evil and the good are just side by side. And you can't separate them out. You have to trust that God is going to do that at the end, at the harvest, the final harvest. In the meantime, they grow together. Okay, second point. The darnel is not just those other people around us who are causing trouble, but it's us too, because everybody has good and bad in them. Nobody is purely good. Even the great saints were sometimes hard to live with. You know, that kind of perfection drove everybody else crazy. Or they may have been perfect in one way, but they were annoying in another way. Because that's just the way we humans are. Third point. God, who has existed before the ages, if the universe is 13.8 billion years old. I don't know if I'm quoting that correctly. Long time, though. If you put that on a 24-hour clock, humans come on the scene at the last second before midnight. We are very recent in this long story. But for all that time, and for forever before that, God existed. And God has been patient with the billions of years that creation has been growing and expanding and developing and losing and winning and going backward and going forward and losses and successes in the creation itself, but within the human race. And God is master of it all. And yet, despite the fact that he is master of it all, he judges with clemency. He who is perfect is able to judge us with clemency. And we live in that hope. That's our hope, that God isn't going to judge us as we would judge ourselves or as we would judge others. There's a wonderful story about King David. And he had sinned, and so the Lord offered him three choices. A pestilence can come over the land for 3 days, or there can be a famine, or there can be a drought. You choose. And in making his choice for the three-day pestilence, David says, "I would rather be judged by God than by my fellow human beings." And isn't that true? The hope that we live in is that God is more merciful than we are to each other or even to ourselves. Mercy, compassion, clemency, they come out of power. They don't come out of weakness. And our problem is that we come out of weakness. Now, some of us have better self-images than others. It's a lot of variance there, but all of us suffer from some kind of self-loathing, some kind of self-doubt that makes us unable to forgive other people for their indiscretions. It makes us unable to forgive ourselves for our failures. The problem is that we come out of weakness, sin, darkness, ourselves. And so therefore it's hard for us to imagine how God could be so merciful and forgiving. Now, last week, the reading from the second reading from Paul talked about all of creation is in groaning even until now. Groaning in the birth pangs of creating something new and dying to something old, and in the pangs of birth, pain as something new is taking its place. And now this reading today follows directly upon that and says, but don't be too worried about that, because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is groaning in ways that the Father can understand. The Holy Spirit is translating our groanings. We don't know how to pray as we ought. We're always praying for the wrong things. We're praying for the short run because we don't really hope in the long run. But the Spirit is always there in our hearts, translating it into something that's a real prayer that can be heard by the Father. We live in that hope. We live in the hope that despite our weakness, God's grace is more powerful than sin. Love is more powerful than death. And so we can gratefully turn ourselves over to that mystery. We can allow ourselves to live within that hope and find mercy for ourselves and for one another.